For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. We got through the whole week together. His grace was there, not only sufficient, but it put us over, didn't it? We're more than conquerors through Christ, the Bible says. And this last point in David's life, as we journeyed with him through this whole ordeal of Ziklag, we see this happened for David. And again, if you need to get caught up on any of these points, please go to the website, anadonyministries.com, click the radio menu page, they'll be there for you. But David has now come to his senses once again. Not only come to his senses, he found fresh courage and strength from God. And he then asks God for direction and gets a word from God. I encouraged you this week, get a word from God, my friend. If you don't have one yet, you stay until you do. Stay where? Stay on your face. You're beseeching God. The Bible, in the Hebrew version, when David strengthened or encouraged himself in the Lord, it was continuous action until he got something from God. And boy, did he. David says, should I pursue these Amalekites? God says, yes, go. And at that moment, David obeys. And that was so critical, my brethren. It says in verse 9, so David went. And the reason it had to happen when it happened, if David had lollygagged around and said, okay, we'll get to it, and there was a providential thing happening that one of the enemies was lying sick almost to death on the ground. And had David not obeyed immediately, faith without works, that Egyptian could have died for all we know. But he was almost to the point of death. David revives him by feeding him, giving him water. And it's that very Egyptian Amalekite that guides David to the whole raiding party of Amalekites. There they are partying, you know, and excited that they've gotten David's wives and his men's wives and all their spoil and all their possessions. And here's David hiding in the bushes with 400 of his men, 200 stayed behind. And they're ready to make their pounce to get back everything the enemy stole. Come on now. And this time they're going in the strength of God and in the direction of God, and they do make their siege. Verse 18, so David recovered all. He went through it and he lost nothing in the end. He's a type of Christ for us, isn't he, my brethren? Because of Christ Jesus going to Calvary, we recover all that the enemy ever stole and from the fall of Adam. Not only did David get back his stuff, he was able to get all the Amalekites' possessions as well. Talk about being more than a conqueror. He got seven times more in the end. Couple powerful truths for you to consider as I close it out. As I said, this act points to the finished work of the cross and how Christ once and for all redeemed us. Always remember, you're not fighting for yourself, but you're fighting for all those who follow you and are following after you. The church, my brethren, is authorized and empowered to take back what the enemy has stolen. Another point, for 16 months, David had lived with the Philistines, and he had been leaning too heavily on King Achish. God wanted to give David the kingdom. David was about to settle for Ziklag. God had other plans. This crisis at Ziklag forced David to look once again and inquire of God once again. His thoughts turned toward God. Another interesting point, at the very end of the story, David sets up a principle of sharing with the 200 men who remained at the brook and didn't go forward to capture the Amalekites with the other 400. Then the other 400 got mad and said, we don't want to share what we've gotten with the 200. David said, you stop that. We are all for one, one for all. Just because they stayed back at the brook because they were too exhausted to literally fight. They're part of us. They've been with us the whole time. We will share and share alike. One last point. When David was at Ziklag, as we know, it represented his own doing. Just interesting, it was burned to the ground. God had his best for David. And it was an act of mercy that it burned to the ground. because God's best could now come through. You'll see it in 2 Samuel. He was crowned king at Hebron, king of Israel. My brethren, God's got the best for you. Please stay in the journey. Please stay with him. If something's got to burn to the ground, so be it. Wait for God. His best will come through for you. Thank you for joining me all week for this amazing truth in this story. I love you. Have a great weekend. By his grace, I'll be back on Monday for a future note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.